We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Wonders and Worries is an Austin organization helping families deal with serious illness. They've got a raffle coming up, which I assume is a fundraiser, and we'll talk about the organization and the fundraising. Again, I assume that's the case, raffle, with Nicole Halder. She's the Director of Development and Outreach, Wonders and Worries. Again, Austin organization. Online, it's wondersandworries.org. And Nicole, did I get that right? That raffle is a fundraiser?
Absolutely. It's on February 26th, and it is a fundraiser. We have a raffle with 10 amazing luxury prizes worth over $175,000. And we would love people to purchase raffle tickets before February 26th. And then that evening, we'll have a wonderful program where people can tune in and watch the winners be announced, learn more about Wonders and Worries, hear client stories, and enjoy some lovely entertainment.
So let's hit the highlights. What are we raffling? What you said there were 10. What are the big ones? What are the ones that really grabs our attention?
I would say one of the number one prizes for sure is a Bronco. So we have one of the new Broncos that is going to be available. Someone can either take one of the ones the dealer receives or they can build their own. And so I think that's exciting. The waiting list for that is long. So this is a great way to cut to the front of the line.
I will admit, Nicole, you surprised me with that one because I thought, okay, raffle, we'll see what it is. Now you come out of the gate with an unavailable, a Ford Bronco, which has yet to be released. Brand new.
Exactly. So that's something that everyone's excited about, including for sure my teenage daughter.
Absolutely.
As I told her, everyone should dream.
Where can we find out what the other prizes are and how to get tickets and when is the drawing? Where can we find out all of that information?
So all of that information can be found on our website. If you just go to wondersandworries.org and then you look at Get Involved, there are wonderful events that are listed, and the number one event right now is Envision. So if you go to check out that Envision event on our website, you will see a lot of information about the event, but most importantly, you will see information about the 10 prize packages.
And again, that's wondersandworries.org, right?
Exactly.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the organization. What's the mission? What's the plan? What is it you're striving to do with Wonders and Worries?
Wonders and Worries was started in 2001, and their mission is to provide free professional mental health support to children and teens when their parent has a serious illness. So you can imagine that when a parent is sick, there are a lot of changes that take place in the family's life, and all of those are challenging for children. Children do not like change. Children often have questions that aren't answered. Children might feel nervous because of what they know or what they don't know, and all of that can create anxiety for them, and ultimately, they may struggle academically, behaviorally, socially, emotionally, and our goal is to prevent that. So we love to connect with families early in the game, right after a parent's diagnosis is made, is really our best case. And then we want to work with that family and provide them with the support they need, both for the children as well as parents, so that they can thrive during a very, very difficult time.
And Nicole, what kind of illnesses are these families dealing with typically? Just so we can kind of paint a picture for the audience, what kind of challenges are they facing?
Most of the families that come to us, in fact, this year it's about 85% of them, they have a cancer diagnosis. So there's a parent or the primary caregiver in the family is struggling with cancer. But additionally, we see lots of other families that come to us with any really major physical illness. It could be a chronic illness as well. So we see families with cardiac conditions, neurological conditions, MS, diabetes, stroke victims, anything that would really impair a parent's ability to interact or communicate with their child or cause change to the family dynamic because of their illness or the treatments or the side effects that come from those treatments.
Yeah, I think when you hear about cancer, you immediately think about what you do about it, what happens to the person who's been diagnosed, how they're dealing with it. But maybe you don't, or I don't, think about the fallout, all of the ancillary things that kind of go with it. I heard somebody once say that while someone in the household may have cancer, everybody in the household deals with cancer. And I guess that's one of the things your organization does is helps the family deal with not just cancer, that's just an example, but a diagnosis like that?
That is the goal, and you're so right. It does affect everyone in the family. It even affects people in their community. And so we try to support them so that everyone is feeling like they're getting what they need. Children specifically are understanding what's taking place with their parents. They're having a chance to express their emotions, ask questions, and then develop coping skills to manage their emotions in a positive way. And I think that's really beneficial to the parents, because if you know that there's an organization that is providing that support to your child, it allows you to focus a little bit more on yourself and getting better. And that's incredibly important when you're sick.
What are some of the more difficult challenges that families face? We're talking about emotional challenges, I guess, with a serious illness. What are some of these specifics outside of the cancer diagnosis that families end up dealing with that maybe people like me just don't think about?
I feel like a lot of families, what you'll see is at first, kind of how you mentioned earlier, the focus is going to be on the parent who's sick. And when you're sick, there are a lot of doctor's appointments, there are calls to make, there are tests, and it's very easy to just focus on that. And the children then are looking in and trying to understand what's going on. And whether or not the information is shared with them, children are very smart and they're intuitive and they know when something's taking place. And so if it's not explained to them in a way that allows them to understand it at a developmentally appropriate level, then they're going to be more anxious. And when children are anxious, it's just like adults. They have trouble focusing. They have trouble concentrating. If they can't express their emotions, they're going to have to deal with them in some way, and they may act out. It's frequently possible that children may pull back from their friend group, and that's really difficult because children need those social circles. And I can tell you right now, especially children who have a parent who's immunocompromised, they're very aware of the additional danger that COVID presents to their family. And so there are many of these children that haven't been able to go back to school or have play dates. They've had to remain pretty much quarantined with their parents for a long period of time, and they know there's an additional risk. And so that's just an added layer on top of their parents' initial diagnosis that is challenging for them. And so I think that both parents and children struggle from anxiety, fear, and we try to help them connect with each other and communicate with each other so that we can reduce that anxiety. And so that parents can, as much as possible, focus on themselves getting healthy, and children can go back to being kids. And that's a true gift.
And again, sometimes when we hear about a serious diagnosis, you focus only on the diagnosis, but maybe not the bigger picture, which can be, I can only imagine, very disruptive for a family unit, especially the children in that unit. Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Nicole Halder. She's a director of development and outreach, Wonders and Worries. It's an Austin organization. If you want to find out more, it's wondersandworries.org. Now, Nicole, once a family decides to seek help from Wonders and Worries, what do they do? What happens first?
There are a variety of ways that families could get connected with us. So we work with mental health as well as medical providers all throughout the city. The hope is that we'll connect with families, as I said, early. So that's one great way for a family to connect is for their doctor to refer them to Wonders and Worries. Another way is for their HR director or someone that they work with to refer them. But people can also refer themselves or can refer a friend. And you can go to wondersandworries.org right on our homepage. There is a Refer a Family button. Just let the family know that you're going to connect them with Wonders and Worries. And then when you refer a family to us, we will go ahead and reach out to that family within 3 to 5 business days. We want to make sure that we have a child life specialist who can talk with them, understand what's happening in the family, what their diagnosis is, learn a little bit more about their children, explain our services, and then the family can choose to move forward from there. And some families just need that first call or just need to talk with a professional about how they can share information with their daughter or son about their diagnosis. But there are also families that want a lot more support, and we have an entire suite of services and programs for them. So children can receive individual or group sessions with a child life specialist, or we have sessions where they can ongoing meet in groups on a longer-term basis, monthly check-in groups. I think those are fabulous for children. Additionally, for parents, we have online videos. We have a podcast. We have parenting classes. There's a lot of information on our website as well that is available to anyone in the community about talking with children regarding parental illness. And I think that's really important. So the best case is that we, again, connect with families early. We want to get them to them as soon as possible. And then when we connect with them, we'll have a child life specialist actually working with the children. And if you haven't heard of a child life specialist, they're amazing. They have additional training specifically in child development and explaining medical illnesses to children. So you would find them at Dell Children's or other treatment centers where children are receiving treatment. And traditionally, they help children understand what's happening when they're sick. But we use them in a non-traditional way, and we help children and teens understand what's happening to their parent when their parent is sick.
And Nicole, in the past, you've hosted like family fun events. I don't know if coronavirus has affected that at all, or maybe you've got something on the calendar coming up. What kind of events have you done in the past? And if there's anything on the calendar in the future, what kind of events are coming up?
I think those are wonderful ways for client families to come together and have a wonderful time. And we have events that we've done in the past that include everything from a bat cruise to laser tag. We do a big fall festival every single year. But there are also ways that we have clients interact just with the community in general. And so we have an urban scavenger hunt every May. That's lots of fun. People can come out, raise awareness for Wonders and Worries, support the organization, and our client families are able to participate in that as well. So there are lots of ways we try and bring clients together so that they experience that community, they have a good time. And while sadly COVID has put a pause on those in-person events, we are hoping and planning for our urban scavenger hunt to take place because it is primarily an outdoor event in May. So May 8th will be the next client event that we have.
And what about the ways that Central Texas and Austin can help you with the mission? What are the ways that Central Texans can get involved to help out? Is there a way to donate, or do you have a wish list, or what's the best way?
If you go to our website, there is a page for donations, and you can click right there to donate today. That is important because we're able to take that money and ensure then that the next family that comes to us and needs support is able to receive that help. But there are also lots of ways to get involved. And so we invite people at all times to look on our website for either ways to share information about Wonders and Worries with someone who might need support. That's always the best way you can help our organization. In addition to making a donation, you can attend an event. You can also reach out, and you're always welcome to email me, Nicole@wondersandworries.org. I'm always looking for people who are interested in volunteering. And so we have volunteers that serve on our event committees. We also have volunteers that participate in task force committees. And then we have a wonderful, wonderful board of directors. And so there are always people who are interested in participating in that as well. So there's so many different ways for people to get involved, and we are always interested in connecting with them.
Including the raffle, I will remind everyone.
Absolutely.
That the raffle
that is a great way to help right now.
Among other things, raffling off a brand new, not yet released, Ford Bronco. Cool.
Exactly.
All right, Nicole, as we run out of time, another 30 seconds here in the segment, I'll give you the last 30 seconds. What is it we didn't get to? What would you like to add to our conversation today?
Well, I think most importantly, I just really want people to have an awareness that we exist. Not only are we in Austin, we have locations up in Georgetown as well. We have a location in San Antonio, and then we recently started serving Houston. And so I'm excited that we're able to help families all over the area. And I invite people, if they know someone who might need help, to please get them connected. And if they're interested in learning more about our organization, to go ahead and reach out and potentially get involved by participating in an event or making a donation today.
All right, that's Nicole Halder, Director of Development and Outreach, Wonders and Worries here in Austin and Central Texas. It's wondersandworries.org online if you're looking for it. Nicole, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much for having me, John. I really appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.